This is the Talk of Fame Network on SB Nation Radio from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Here's Clark Judge, Rick Goslin, and Ron Borges.
Well, Marty Herney is not only in his second tour of duty as general manager of the Carolina Panthers, he's in the house with us today to talk NFL draft. And he's something of an expert on that subject because it was Marty whose draft stock two Super Bowl teams in two different decades. Now, of course, he's hoping his 2018 draft, which, by the way, is his first since he left the Panthers in 2012. Anyway, he's hoping this draft can go a long way towards stocking another NFC champion. Marty Herney, welcome back as GM, and welcome back to this program.
Thanks, Clark. It's good to be back in both places.
Marty, it had been 6 years since you last sat in that chair and made a draft pick for the Panthers. So what was your comfort level heading into this draft, or is drafting like riding a bike? Once you learn,
yeah,
you never forget.
Riding a bike, Rick. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, I guess it helps, too. It's the, you know, the same organization and a lot of the same guys in the draft room. And so the familiarity there helped a lot. I had been there twice with Ron as well as the head coach. And it was a lot of fun. And, you know, there are those moments where you're sitting there, maybe five or six picks, and hoping a guy holds on the board. And it happened that way for us in a couple rounds. But it was just a lot of fun. And it really was. It just comes back. It's the process. And there's so many people involved in it. And it's all about the preparation beforehand that you really go through so many scenarios. Draft day's just executing. And if you do the preparation right, you're not surprised by a lot. And it was one of those drafts that fell right for us. We always had at least one player in the pod that we were hoping to choose from in each round. And we feel good about it. Of course, everybody feels good about it right now. You never know until you get playing.
When you mention fun, Marty, is it more fun for you now because you went through the experience of being out and then coming back in? Sometimes that changes perspective on a lot of things in life.
Most definitely. I think for sure. I think that it really was. And that's the thing you miss, I think, most about this job. That, you know, the juice that the draft brings is hard to replace. And I do think I learned a lot of things. And I think hopefully we did a couple things better and differently. But it really did. That's the thing that when I was out and, you know, I still always watched it and always listened when I was out, listening to the picks. And it's just such an exciting time because it's really, you know, as you guys know, that's how you build winners. You have to explore every avenue to improve your team, but the core of your team is built through the draft.
Well, you took sorry, Clark, I was just going to jump in and ask him. You took the first wide receiver talking about building the core of your draft with the 21st overall pick. What about him and Ridley? You know, a lot of people talked about Ridley, and you obviously went the other direction. What separated the two?
You know, it was close, and it was really hard. First of all, I didn't really expect both of them to be there at 24. And when they were, what we like about DJ Moore is, one, I think he's elite with the ball in his hands after the catch. And I think this is a run after the catch league. And he is he's 210 pounds. I think he goes up and makes the contested catches. He's got great body control. And he played on a team, played with four different quarterbacks this year, and he was really the go-to guy. Defenses would try to take him away, and he still made plays. Calvin Ridley's an excellent player and can get separation and has outstanding speed and is really an all-around excellent receiver. I think both of these guys are going to be excellent receivers in this league. And it was a tough decision, but we decided to go with DJ, I think, because his skill set is a little different than we have on our team right now. And we've talked a lot about an intermix of skill sets at each position group. And I think he gives us some of the traits that are a little bit different than some of the other guys we have.
Hey, Marty, I was going to ask you, when you came back in the second and third rounds, you drafted two players at the same position. That'd be cornerback. I mean, you got Dante Jackson of LSU in the second, and Rashawn Golden of Tennessee in the third. And I guess my question is, in the same way, get two cornerbacks, but was that by design, or is that where the draft board took you?
that's where the draft board fell. And with Golden, Clark, we're going to move him to safety. We're going to play him at safety. And it's a projection in the third round, but I think that he's a guy that you saw him a lot in nickel. You did see him some at safety, played some in the LSU game. He's a guy who we think you saw in the box. So he can do all the strong safety stuff in the box. And we think he's got the range and the lateral movement to play middle of the field as well. He's just a really good football player, and we think he can help us at that spot. He was the guy who was there. I mean, we really did. Our board fell where we basically took the guy that was the highest, and we had so many positions that we could address. You know, it's probably easier this year than maybe some other years. But and then in Jackson, just a guy with elite suddenness and speed. He fell to 55 because of his size. I'm sure people had some questions about it, but he will tackle. He, again, brings a skill set to our cornerback position that I think we don't have, that just elite speed and suddenness. And he has a swagger about him. I do believe he can play outside. I know everybody it was pretty sure he could play the nickel position, but I do believe he can play outside. You watch the Auburn game the last minute and a half. He made about six plays at the end of that game in critical situations. And he's just so competitive. He's also a punt returner, just like DJ Moore is. So we helped upgrade our special teams as well.
Marty, I've always believed that everyone should have a good first day of the first 3 days of the first three rounds of the draft. The names and the talents, by and large, are all recognizable. But it's the last day of the draft, rounds 4 through 7, that can make a good draft great. Those are the rounds where your scouts can shine. You had 6 picks on the final day of the draft. Is there a later round pick that you're particularly excited about drafting?
Well, our 2 fourths, I think, were what we did was we took that second third and moved back. We got the top pick in the fourth round. And, you know, that's one of those picks that a lot of teams covet because you do get calls the night before and the morning of as far as trading up for it. We did get a couple. These days it's turned into texts, not calls. I'm showing my age, but they all, you know, we got a couple texts about trading back. But we just thought that Ian Thomas had too much ability to become a complete tight end, from Indiana. So we stuck and took him. And actually one of the teams that inquired about it said, well, thanks, we can quit trying to trade up because that's the guy they wanted. But I think this is a kid who's got a lot of upside. So excited about him. And then we used the 5th, we got trained back to move up to the 4th to take Marquise Haynes from Ole Miss. And he's a little bit different for us because he's 6'2", 235 pounds. And we probably plan to use him more as a pass rusher. He's flat out speed off the edge. He can play that joker position. We can do a lot of things with him. And just in this league, as you guys know, rushing the passer and getting that guy that can come off the edge is extremely important. And we have a guy like that in Mario Addison, and he's very similar to his suddenness and the impact. Now, he is 235 pounds, so we'll have to use him in the right packages. But those two guys I think we're really excited about.
Now, there have been countless drafts where there were no kickers selected. In this draft, there were 7 special teams players selected, kickers, punters, and even a long snapper. Does that reflect the overall quality of players in this draft, or does it reflect kind of an increased premium on the kicking game?
I would say a little bit of both, Ron. And, you know, we didn't really – we have a kicker, punter, and long snapper that we are extremely happy with, so we weren't going to draft one. But I did see a couple of those guys, and I think in general, to answer your question, one, I think the extra point, the change of the extra point has made kickers – much more valuable, as does the kickoff, because you really can. I mean, if you can get it into the end zone and get the touchback, it really does take your special teams a load off as far as the kickoff coverage part of it. And then if you have a punter like we do that can hang the ball up there and have a hang time, it makes it so much easier on the punt coverage team. So I think that the specialists have become much more valuable as far as the kickers and the punters. And if anybody's ever been on a team with a bad long snapper, they have always been valuable. I think that they are. There's a real value to those guys.
I assume, Marty, when you're talking about a premium on kickers for kickoffs, you're talking about kickoffs as we know it now, maybe not as we know it in a couple years.
Exactly. Exactly, in the present.
Yeah. Okay, we're speaking with Carolina GM Marty Herney on the Talk of Fame Network, and you find us on the web at talkoffamenetwork.com, on Twitter at Talk of Fame Net. And, Marty, I've got a philosophical question for you. You've been around a great GM in Bobby Bethard. He's a Hall of Fame GM, and you've been there for a long time making very, very good draft picks. What's the biggest mistake a team can make in drafting?
I think falling in love with one guy. And I've done that. And I think that one of the things that I think I learned a little bit was just be patient and trust your board and let the board work to you. And we did that, and I think it paid off for us. And it's real easy to get antsy and want to move up, especially in the earlier rounds. But I think, as Rick said, what really makes teams and what good scouting departments do is they find those late round choices that add depth to your special teams and come in and compete for 4 years and fill roles. And I think that if you fall in love with one guy and you trade up and you trade a lot of picks, I just think that being patient is so important. And that would be my answer now. It might not have been my answer 8 years ago, but that's one of the things I think being away from and stepping away from it and looking, that's one of the things that I thought I learned.
Marty, your team finished 11-5 a year ago, went to the playoffs, but you took a couple pretty good hits in free agency this offseason, losing Pro Bowl guard Andrew Norwell and defensive tackle Star Latuli. After free agency and after the draft, on paper, is this a better team than it was a year ago?
I think it is. I think we increased our team speed. I think we lost Star, but we added Don Terry Poe in free agency. I think that we have a lot of depth on the offensive line, and we have to get somebody to step up and fill that left guard role. But there's three or four guys, I think, that are capable of competing to do that. Terry Moulton was a second-round pick last year. Amini Soltul was a second-round pick from, 11 when I was here. And we added a couple guys. We've got Tyler Larson, who played a lot of the season at center for us, that I think can compete there. So I think that we have some guys, and we have an excellent line coach in John Matzkow. So, you know, if we can fill that spot and with Don Terry Poe being in Star's place at defensive tackle, I think what we've done to increase our speed and athleticism at the skill positions, I hope we're better. I mean, 11-5 is hard, especially in our division. So we'll see how it translates. But I feel like on paper we are.
Hey, Marty, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck getting fitted for a Super Bowl ring. And one question, are we going to see you in Canton this summer for the Bethard induction?
I hope so, yeah. You know how I feel about Bobby. I mean, I would never have been in the league without him. So I'm so thrilled that happened. And, I plan to, because it's well-deserved.
Thanks again, Marty. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure.
We'll see you at the party.
Look for Ron on top of one of the tables. We'll just
exactly right with my shirt off.
Yeah, that's right. That was Carolina GM Marty Herney. Up next, it's the 2-minute drill.